Thank you for coming to our Q2 financial announcement. I think in my 38 years of IT industry, these few quarters are the most dynamic, and the speed of change in the whole industry is the fastest. But as an AI native cybersecurity company, our transformation is also speedy on, and we must. So let's first look at what is the major change happening in the whole IT industry right now. I think the most important thing, of course, is AI. And in the past 2 months, how many new frontier AI model has been released? There's so many of them. And most interesting thing for the cybersecurity is every new frontier model, whenever they release, they talk about, "Oh my God, our own model, we cannot control it. It was doing things out of our expectation. It was doing all these hackings into the other infrastructure." So cybersecurity is the center of these problems that's happening. But I think also hackers is already realizing that it's really happening, that the AI native ransomware already happened and is invading into consumer organizations that is using AI agent. And the speed of how this ransomware customize itself into the specific attack is just fascinating. 31 seconds. 31 seconds, it will change its way dynamically and attack the customers. So with this type of speed of the threat changing, Trend Micro need to invest in how we transition into a real native AI operation to keep up with the speed of the transformation. But actually, about 4 months ago, even before all this frontier model started, we already thinking about this cybersecurity problem in the AI era. And I describe it as like this. In the problem on the left-hand side is like, if you have thousands, millions of thousands of question and prompt into a big model, then it's like all the different colors all mixed together. I am a painter. I love painting. So when all the color mixed together, it become what color? Black. It means that it like all the prompt throw into a black hole, and it will be very difficult. No wonder all these frontier model themselves are saying that, "Oh, our model was out of our expectation. We don't know why you do this, how you do this, all this attack," because it's a black hole. And therefore, about 4 months ago, we, Trend Micro, already thinking about for security, for AI, the better architecture is actually smaller SLM, which is all tuned to expertise, different expertise, different customer segment to fit their own needs. And it's like the color is separated and the control is controlling that color. But each of those models will be collaborating with each other. That's what we imagined 4 months ago. And also, this is actually the chart that when I talked to NVIDIA, I sent to NVIDIA, I said, "We are going to invest in this type of new model, and we want to use your Nemotron to do all this customized solution for our cybersecurity needs." And immediately, actually, Jensen Huang himself immediately replied and said, "Yes, that's the right direction. Let's go." So starting at that time, we accelerated our investment on all the open source and how to tune and perform this type of new architecture. That is the architecture that we draw out, and we believe that three layer of AI security stack. Layer one is all on board, on all the machine, or the server, or the AI appliances. Layer two is to protect the AI usage. Those two need to rely on what we call edge AI model or local AI model, because all this happening in the AI local model. And then the layer three is the trust layer that would dynamically choose the right model to submit if there's a more complicated problem to be solved. Those are the three layers, and Trend Micro are investing in this type of architecture. So as you can see, last month when NVIDIA announced their open weight and open source project, Trend AI, which is our enterprise division, is one of the inauguration partners in this whole initiative, because we believe that future needs will need those closed and open frontier AI models. And that is why Trend Micro are investing so much into the future AI infrastructure. If we think about this whole information advantage to decision advantage, before, IT industry is mainly focused on information. Data is the king. Information is the king. Whoever can get more information is the winner. But now, with AI, information is cheap. It's very easy. You can gather all of this information. But what make the difference is your decision advantage, because your decision is based on your own priority, your own environment, your own needs for the decision. So the difference is we need to switch to gathering more information to understand customers' problem better, understand customers' priority, and help them solve their cybersecurity, make their better cybersecurity decision. That would be the cybersecurity company's moat, understand customer more. So if you look at the security gap, we call it, if you look at the red line, that's the vulnerability. That's the information. Nowadays, you can find whatever vulnerability very fast using the frontier model, and those are very cheap. Now you can find, but it's piling up so much of that. However, the customer's decision depends on the yellow line, which is the remediation capability. Those vulnerabilities are there, but for your organization, do you need to patch it now? Where do you need to patch it? How do you want to apply your patches? Those are the real decision quality that will affect the cybersecurity. And that's why Trend Micro believe that we need to invest more, not in just collecting all of those vulnerabilities, but understand that customer's environment. Same time, our customer, we're seeing that customer are realizing this. And they say, we cannot just rely on frontier model. Look, when US government shut down office, everybody suddenly alert. If my company's operation is relying on those big models, how am I going to operate my company? And therefore, more and more, they are investing in sovereign AI. They want to make sure that decision and those intelligence, they can own it by themselves. So sovereign AI is the most important part. To enable sovereign AI, you must need sovereign cybersecurity. And that's why Trend Micro is investing on AI native operation. That is our platform, our engineer, software development lifecycle process, and our business operation all need to be AI ready, and it's AI age of the speed and implementation. That's why Trend Micro are doing all this investment, I say, in 2025, when we were talking about our road to 2028, we already indicated 2026 will be our transformation year, and we want to accelerate our AI solution. But in the last 4 months, we actually accelerate our acceleration and invest more into the AI solution because we believe that is the future, and that is what Trend Micro needs to do to become the native AI cybersecurity leader. So what do we do, and where do we spend all those money? I think this chart is the most telling. You can see we categorize all this spending into 3 big categories. So first one, internal AI transformation. In 2024, first half, we actually, in that time, internal AI transformation, our cost is only $0.2 million. This internal transformation means that we need to invest for our employee to train and use AI. This is the internal transformation. If you remember, Trend Micro used to do our AI contest in 2018. We are already doing this internal AI contest. And every contest, we spend about $2 million or $4 million to make sure we have all these engineers that pull in and learning about how to do AI. And in the past 6 months, with all this new frontier model and with all this agentic AI, we accelerate those investment in the training. And therefore, there's internal AI transformation. It grew 6,000 more percentage, which is $12 million. But that is the preparation of the foundation. It's not going to continue to spend that much. It's just initial boost up and make sure all the employees need to get this AI-ready training. So those are $12.6 million spent in the first half of 2026. That compared with last year, of course, is a big, huge increase. The second part of the cost, which is the largest part, customer AI and cloud consumption. I'd like to save that part at the last because this is the most important and the biggest portion. So next one is infrastructure expansion and transition cost. What does that mean? Infrastructure expansion is that because customers are focusing on AI sovereignty, and therefore they will require all our data need to be located in their country. And that means our Vision One, for instance, our platform and collecting customer data, we need to be stored in the local country's zone, even if it's in AWS, in cloud, but there's certain zone, country zone or area zone that we need to expand. So establish those zones is costly initially, but we need to establish those sovereignty zones so that we can expand our business for those countries. So this is the infrastructure expansion, $6.5 million. From zero, last year there's no such expansion cost, but this year that's where we spend. But it's once you set up, you set up. That is just one-time cost for setting it up. The second one is transition. Transition means that we actually are rewriting some of our core module, such as our XDR data lake. We are rewriting those code onto GPU code. originally CPU, GPU is much more efficient and faster. However, during this quarter or this half year, we need to run it in dual side, both in CPU and in GPU, so that we make sure the transition and transformation is all complete. But that is the double cost of our data lake. However, those double costs, once we make sure that it's already stable, it will go away. So that's $7.2 million. Now the rest, the biggest portion, that is customers' AI and cloud consumption, which means customers are using our AI-driven technology or platform, such as Vision One. That's why whenever our customer using more Vision One, of course, our cloud consumption and AI consumption will be higher. However, we carefully monitor this cost. We are not just blindly and means that Vision One is not making money. We are investing and cost consciously monitoring it. So the indicator we use to monitor it is, we call it cost per SaaS money, which is the gray bar that you can see in there. Per SaaS ARR money, how much do we need to spend on cloud or AI cost? In first half of 2024, that is $0.19. That's how per $1 of ARR we spend 19 cents of it onto the cloud and AI cost. But in the first half of 2025, we actually already consume and we optimize it. So it reduced down to 0.13 per SaaS ARR money. So we control the cost. But this half year, it slightly increased to 0.14 per cost per SaaS ARR. Why? Because we recently launched a lot of new services, such as agentic AI or virtual red team or digital twin or ID security. All of these are new services that we initially need to set up the infrastructure ready. But our customer number is not that much yet. It's great momentum going to increase, but currently in the first half, because all of these new models, new modules, has less customer, and therefore per customer's ARR cost to ARR money is not scaled out yet. But we believe in the future it will be. It will be scaled out, and then our cost per ARR money will come down. So these are some of the evidence that we are investing for the future, but not blindly. We carefully monitor what is the ROI of it. For instance, our internal training, internal deployment of all of this, we already see 2x employees using all this AI. We already get all our employees ready for AI. But most importantly, when they do this, we automated the customer's dashboard deliver in 50% less time. So customer can get all of this. We can service our customer much faster. AI simulation also deliver become days versus months. Simulation means that we simulate customer's environment and very easy to get the tabletop cyber simulation for our customers. These are all getting much better customer services and support for our customer. And also our R&D are delivered more and faster with the software development lifecycle, AMS. We already see 2 times more code pull requests. And also all of this actually, for instance, agentic SIEM, it required to develop all those different connectors before AI, before this age, then it would take months, even year to develop those connections. That's why SIEM, Trendmicro never entered SIEM market. But now we enter it and we improve all of this, not only shorten the days, and now every 3 hours, we can develop any new connectors adapter within 2 hours, just 3 hours. And threat hunting, which is most important for our customer, we shorten those from hours to seconds for customer. And issue reporting and resolution is like 5 times faster than before. All of this is, we are providing much better, faster security outcome for our customers. So that's that part. And infrastructure expansion, as you can see, no matter all these countries, Japan, India, UAE, Germany, Australia, is already we set up all of this new zone they are focusing on, and we are already seeing the sign of all this sovereign AI security requirement coming, and we have deal that is processing now already. And there are new that we just starting to set up in 2026 for Brazil, for South Africa, Indonesia, Canada, UK. These are the new area that we are setting. But this is we investing in sovereign AI infrastructure to unlock a future monetization. So, and as you can see, our momentum is already here. Vision One ARR, YoY growth, 49%. Continue with seeing customers getting on to use more of those modules, and the net retention revenue is 122%. Not only that, we have our existing customers that have Vision One attached grow to 35%, and trend ARR now already 35% come from Vision One's ARR. That means that our business and revenue stream is on the new AI-driven model and is much more healthy than those big deal, multiple year deal. Is much more healthy than before. And that's why we believe all of this investment is really paying off. We already also see the pipeline. And if we continue for this investment, then our trajectory of the ARR growth will continue to grow. That's why we invest. So in conclusion, I want to say, yes, we are investing, but we are investing with management action in place to drive for economic outcome. We are not just saying, oh, we're investing in AI, we will lay off people. No, we investing because we believe that's what customer need, and it will grow our whole revenue stream. And that's why internal AI transformation, we believe we put in already. They have full adoption, and now with governance and measurable productivity threshold, we can make sure that AI efficiency will be much better, and we have the operating leverage. Customer AI and cloud consumption, we will improve our unit economy. And then infrastructure expansion, as I say, once we scale out, it's set up, then it's unlocking the future monitoring. And then transition cost, it will die down once we move on to the right computing platform, or like GPU is much more efficient than before. So the transition cost will die down after this quarter. So that's Trendmicro, what we are doing, transforming into an AI-native cybersecurity company. And I believe Trendmicro have the best opportunity and will be the leader in AI-native cybersecurity field. Thank you.